You guys got to produce. If they don't produce, it's going to be short leash.
I can't believe they signed Josh Jacobs.
Jordan Morgan.
Xavier McKinney is expected to sign with the Green Bay Packers.
Man, does everyone in that building think Xavier McKinney is him?
You can't catch me, boy. Touchdown, Green Bay.
For the end zone. Touchdown. It's Christian Watson with the score.
Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks for the score.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver.
The Green Bay Packers have had an easier time replacing Aaron Rodgers than they have replacing Mason Crosby.
How do these guys handle adversity in an NFL season again when it hits?
Give it to the Green Bay Packers.
I've said repeatedly that I think they're 11-6, 12-5 team.
I think we're winning 12 games this year.
Next year, I fully intend on picking them to win it all. This year, no.
He's caught! What a catch! Wicks! Touchdown!
Who has it better chasing a championship than this Green Bay Packers?
Pretty damn good.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited. Now I'm ready to get to work and chase the ultimate goal, win the Super Bowl.
Out of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Wall-to-wall coverage all day long across ESPN Wisconsin, across our YouTube channels. We got Green Bay Game Day coming up a little bit later in the day. I'll be on there at 5. I think it kicks off at 4. We got Green Bay Game Night after the game. We got Tausch's sidecast if Dan Kelly can help him with the IT prospects. Lots of stuff going on. We're very excited
about
it. Hey,
can somebody help me? I just text Maddie. There is a really funny picture that I want to post when I'm going to promote this Players Only once I confirm that I have a couple players to join me.
That's such a good idea.
I want to promote the Players Only sidecast tonight. It's a super funny picture. Do you know how to do that without just quote tweeting and then sending it? Anybody?
Yeah. Do you need some help with that?
Yeah, I'll talk to you off air.
Oh, really? I didn't realize we planned things off air. That's a new thing for us.
Oh, interesting. Okay, good.
All right. Well, we'll hold off our planning and my IT work with Tausch. Instead, we will do the weekend preview.
After a couple of much maligned weeks, the last 2 weeks when we did the weekend preview, this weekend is full of compelling football to choose from. College, the pros, you got it over the next couple of days. Great matchups.
Players only sidecast.
Streaming on the ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison YouTube channels. Pick one. Remember the rules for the weekend preview. Jesse.
Hey. So when we're doing the sidecast tonight, let's say you and Jason are both watching it. Do you can you send in questions and we could say, oh, there's Jelly. He asks Balaga, what did you think of those calls last night? Is that something we can do?
If our IT departments are working for each of us, we will be able to contribute in that match.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I think you should do a Wilde halftime show.
No, it's players only. Players.
Well, then what do you want us
for? Player.
We're not. No, I want, but you guys, I want you to watch and I want you to jump in.
Well, not
but
if no, you're not we're welcome. Not,
we're not doing a halftime. We're doing a half. We're going to do a half. We're going to see how it goes, and then we'll adjust.
Okay.
We'll be happy to get a half out of them.
Going to be down to the two-minute drill by the time we're done with this.
Two-minute timeout if it's college, am I right?
Yes. Five games on the football docket this weekend. Pick one you are very, very, very interested in watching, and one that you will probably plan to do some of your other things during.
Okay.
This does not include the Badgers or the Packers in this weekend preview.
Sure. Okay.
Best college football game of the weekend, maybe one of the best games of the regular season, some are saying. Third-ranked Texas at number 10, Michigan, the defending national champions. That is the 11 a.m. game Saturday on Fox. I put this game on the list because I think this might get to Jason's heartstrings a little bit.
Oh, boy.
19th-ranked Kansas at Illinois, 6 o'clock Saturday night on FS1. That is Lance Leipold against Brett Bielema.
There ain't no heartstrings. There's one guy I love and there's one guy I hate.
Compelling matchup for Badgers fans to keep an eye on.
Yeah, like he blocked me on Twitter. That really made me mad.
We've had him on the show, haven't
You're
we?
So we have had him. Wildy's out.
I'm out on him. You can hit. Join next week's Players Sidecast when Tausch welcomes Dan Orlovsky and Brett Bielema.
You can have Orlovsky tonight. That'd be fun.
That'd be a fun players only for sure.
He'll big time. Yeah, he's not available. All right. So I am really happy for Lance. It's been really fun to see the success that the Kansas Jayhawks have had under his leadership. I hope that keeps going. Dude's a really good coach. There's no doubt about that. But it is hard to sustain success in today's college football if you're not one of the big dogs. So I'm eager to see if they can continue to do that in Lawrence.
They're projected to be one of the best teams in the Big 12 this year with Texas and Oklahoma out of there now.
What's a Big 12?
Good question. Here's a team in the Big 12, Colorado, Deion Sanders, prime time, Coach Prime.
Oh, Nebraska.
Colorado at Nebraska, Saturday night on NBC, or Big Ten Saturday night game.
Ooh.
Is Nebraska for real? Is Coach Prime for real? That's a prove-it game for both squads there. Then we get to the NFL docket on Sunday. Caleb Williams makes his NFL debut in the regular season. Titans at Bears, noon on Fox. I checked. They're giving us Bengals-Patriots as the noon CBS game?
That's
pretty lame. Like, there's a lot of, like, I don't know how we're getting.
Sounds like
what is this,
2008?
Nice.
What is this, 2008?
So that one's not on the list. We didn't even put Bengals-Patriots on the list. Instead, the 325 game, America's Game of the Week with Tom Brady's debut in the booth. Cowboys at Browns. 325 Sunday on Fox. Compelling games to choose from. Tausch, what's got your interest piqued?
This is going to be, I think, a shocker to you. I could give two rips about the Bengals and Patriots. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's why I said they're not part
of
the game.
Maybe that's what I said. The Titans game, don't really give a rip about the Titans game. I'm all in on this Nebraska-Colorado game. Like, we're heading out. We obviously play out in Nebraska this year. Colorado is just super intriguing. I don't think they're very good. And I'm not going to be shocked if Nebraska slaps them right about the way and says, nah, 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 nah. That's the game Michigan, I think, is going to get boat raced. Texas is really good. I'm not in. Without Connor Stallions, I don't think Michigan's going to be near as good. Thanks. I like that. So that's kind of the game that I'm most intrigued. There are some NFL tilts that I'm super intrigued by that Jesse didn't put on the list. But if I'm picking out of those five, I'm going Colorado and Nebraska. That's the game I'm most interested in.
Yeah, no. I'm hard pass on that. We already talked about Kansas-Illinois. Obviously, I am always going to be watching, when I have the ability to, Mike McCarthy's team. I don't know if I can say that I'm going to watch games because Tom Brady is calling them. But I think for the first one, I'm interested enough that the combination of Big Mike and Tom Brady on the call will get me to watch that game while I'm
Tom's
doing some other
be
work.
Terrific. He'll be terrific.
We'll see.
He will be.
The game that I'm most interested in, though, is not on the board either. It kicks off on Saturday, where after a valiant effort against the Ducks, Jason Eck and the Idaho Vandals, with their redshirt freshman backup quarterback, after their starter broke his collarbone against the Ducks, head into Laramie, Wyoming, to take on the Cowboys of Wyoming.
Can we play a game with this? Tausch, what TV network do you think that game is on?
Probably Peacock.
Peacock 3.
It is not on Peacock or Peacock 3. I'll give you I give you 10 guesses and you won't guess the network this game is on.
They've got like a network out there like in the Rocky Mountains that a big high sky.
It is a national network. You have watched sports on this network before.
CBS True TV. Sports Network.
True TV.
Oh my gosh, that was right.
True TV. Idaho at Wyoming on Saturday night. Got it. Yep.
I really hope I get put in some uncomfortable situations. I hope Eck and the Vandals have a great year and that he takes over for the boat rower up in Minnesota. That is going to be what I'm hoping for.
I'm in on that. I'm definitely in on that. So they take on their the Wyoming Cowboys on Saturday. So I am intrigued by that as well. Jack Wagner is their quarterback. Wasn't he like a soap opera actor, Jack Wagner?
Sounds like a cowboy.
I feel like he was on like General Hospital or One Life to Live or something. And I think he might have been on Melrose Place for a while. Fact check me on that. We need to
never
get
to watched Melrose Place. If you want me to do a lie detector test, I won't.
Always timely with your references, which I'm sure will be the case with the movies that you use for headlines as well.
Jack Wagner, a soap opera actor, best known for General Hospital,
Good Scratch Golfer,
The Bold and the Beautiful, and Melrose Place.
Yes! And you can watch it all on True TV. I swear I didn't cheat on those. I'm amazed that I got that right. All right.
Nobody accused you of cheating on those. We know that you're something.
I'm a something. Good one. Tausch, tell us a little bit about what AmFam has going on. They've always got something.
Oh, exciting times over at AmFam. Packer fans looking for the ultimate game day experience. Well, American Family Insurance, they have you covered. Picture this. Hit your very own VIP tailgate party, cheering on the Packers from not some like just whatever seats. Drop your jaws and sit in those seats. That's unbelievable great seats. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes to win amazing game tickets, private tailgate, exclusive Jordan Love merch, and much, much more. That sounds incredible, right? Well, don't miss out. Mm-hmm. Head over to amfam.com/packers to enter. You got until the stroke of midnight on October 21st to get this thing done. Get in there. Get it done. Again, amfam.com/packers. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
All right. Here we go.
Oh boy.
What are we headlines?
Doing? Oh, boy.
I was accused of quitting last year on it because...
Well, you did.
You made it, again, in typical Tausch fashion. And I love the Academy. They're my favorite Tauschers.
Do you?
I do. They're both incredibly talented dudes. You know how much I love Sarah. My issue is you make these decisions, and you don't really involve everyone in the process. So last year you decide to make it 17 weeks of musical renditions of headlines, and I'm supposed to then... What, create my own academy, sing every week?
Do whatever you want.
Like, I got a football team to cover. Like, I don't have time to
hiring
John Schneider to sing for me. So I bail, and I get criticized. Now, you've got these videos, which, by the way, you just tell me I'm going to be part of. You didn't ask. It was just,
no
you're
asking.
Doing this.
No asking. Yeah.
And now I'm told that I have to come up with headlines along the theme of the film that you did the video for, and correct. I don't even like this movie. So I got to put this together now on the spot.
Yeah, it's tricky. Well, thank you for being such a good teammate.
Thank you for being such a crappy teammate. Headlines are
Wildy and Tausch.
Next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Time has come. We begin headlines Now, again, if you're listening on terrestrial radio, you won't get to see the incredible acting skills of Mark Tauscher and his former teammate, who I now have figured out who it is.
Who did you think it was before you figured it out?
I didn't know. I knew. Oh. I mean, he's a smaller guy, very gray, which threw me.
Jeez.
Am I saying something inaccurate? He's grayer than I expected him to be. A money man, a money guy like him. That's. I'm not supposed to say who it is, right? Weren't you asking people to guess?
Well, I did. Yeah, an hour ago.
Time's up.
It's your guy Davs, isn't it? It's Matt Davenport.
It is Davy. Yep.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. Again, terrestrial radio, you're at a little bit of a disadvantage, or audio streaming. You don't get to see Tausch look down at his script as he brilliantly acts out this scene from this film.
I don't know if I looked at my script much on this one.
He did. At least twice.
I don't think so.
We'll check the film in a second.
We'll break down the film. 565 Analytics will let us know how many times you looked. But here is Tausch's headline. Now, again, for those of you that missed earlier in the show, last year he sang or had someone sing for him for 17 games plus the playoffs. Now, acting out memorable scenes from historic/old films. Yeah. So without further ado, I present to you Mark Tauscher, Golden Globe Award winner, and the Academy in their first headline of the season.
Back in 02, I'd throw that football a country mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. How much you want to bet I could take that there football and throw it over them there mountains right now? And you know what? Had Coach Sherman put me in the game at quarterback in that 4th and 26 game, things would be a whole lot different. No doubt, not a doubt in my mind. We'd be world champions and have millions of dollars, have a beautiful, beautiful home, a hot tub, and I'd be a Packer Hall of Famer.
That happened.
You're right, it did. And so will the Packers beat the Eagles in Brazil, 24-13.
Oh, that is that is so good. That is some great acting. So there's another part to this, and you can see it got chopped. Matt had a keep going line, and we had our buddy Brad that was sitting over by the fire yelling over, "What?" And Maddie cut that. I thought we could have kept that in. That would have been really funny. But
jump cut acting, right there.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I definitely looked at the script a couple of times.
All right. So now I don't know the rules here. If you didn't get the reference there.
The contest is over. We now unveil what movie that was. Tausch, what movie did you reenact?
Napoleon Dynamite was the movie that was. I don't love that movie either, Jason.
Yeah,
it's not one of my favorites.
It was it's been a really long time since I've seen that. So then we are charged with the responsibility of tailoring our headline
off of said movie
to the film, which, you know, you guys did Titanic to make this announcement. Dude, count me in on that now. You know I love me some Titanic.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite a little bit tougher. So now it's my turn.
Now I'll play.
It can be.
Let me play the traditional open now, and then we will all share our headline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seems appropriate. Mm-hmm.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
All right, time now for headlines. Which we already started with the brilliant acting of one Mark Tauscher and Matt Davenport.
I can go. I have mine if you need a
second. Wait, so now you're doing... What are we doing here?
You told me to have another headline ready.
We're planning on the show.
I did not tell you to do that. No, Jesse might have. But all right, here we go.
I didn't
Tausch
tell
is now going to do his Napoleon Dynamite headline. I wonder if he'll get Vote for Pedro in there.
No, I did not.
Good.
Dynamite! Love is Rico Suave as Eagles come up a little short. That's my head.
Okay. I guess I put a little more effort in, but I didn't do the acting. So here we go. Gosh! Knock it off, LaFleur. You just made yourself a dang quesadilla. Also, do Eagles have large talons? Not in this game, they won't. Why? Because Sean Ryan, you fat lard. Jeez. That's what he says to Tina, right?
What a jerk. I don't know. I don't remember the movie that well. So.
You're going to protect your quarterback. I'm not going to pick Hurts, you sicko. I'm going to do whatever I feel like I want to do. Gosh, so I'm going to vote for Jordo. Packers win 27-20. And I'm sorry, Sean Ryan. I like you very much. It's a line from the movie.
It is a line from the movie.
I know.
We're not talking proud about Tina in the movie, not...
Correct, yes.
Anyone in particular. Okay. You took all the lines.
I know I did. Vote for Jesse.
I had vote for J-Lo. Packers quarterback begins potential MVP season with great performance
that's
in
good.
Sao Paulo.
Yeah, that's better than Jordo. Yeah.
That's good. Don't poo-poo that, Jesse.
Yeah, come on, you poo-pooer. Aw,
thanks, guys.
You plopper.
That's a Dontavion. Give me some of your tutters.
That's good, too. I didn't use the tots one.
Wicks leads the Packers to a win with 2-touchdown performance in Brazil. So either way, big Wicks game tonight. I'm taking more on his projections on Prize Picks if you guys are on board with that. And I do think Jordan Love has a solid performance. Being the moneymaker, he's been this offseason. He comes out with a bang in Brazil.
I am eager to see how it plays out. Again, I don't know what it's going to look like. I feel it's weird because I feel like the Packers are going to be good. But I don't know if I can confidently say they're going to win the first game of the season, which I know sounds counterintuitive, crazy. But that's exactly how I'm looking at it. All right, well, those are our headlines presented by Fleet Farm, who I'm sure is thrilled to be part of such brilliant acting and cinematography and script writing. I mean, it's just...
Did you see the Rocky Mountains behind the mountains? There was an actual mountain that I could throw that ball over.
Yeah, that was. It worked out well that you went on that trip, and Dav was there, and you were able to incorporate. Yeah. Did you tell him or did you ask him to do it?
I think he was a willing participant.
Matter of fact, he's having fun.
He had some fun with it. Brad, who didn't make the cut, very irritated that he thought he was in the best part. Of the clip. He's irritated with
it. Is the DVD going to have, like, the outtakes that we'll get to see? They usually put blooper reels together
and
stuff.
I don't know. That's a good question.
After the season, we'll have to wait for it. All right. Yeah, boy, you really do notice that cut there, though.
Sarah's super stoked about her camera work there, too.
I like our closing moment here. This is a...
That's a good clip.
Should include that on the players only sidecast photos
that
of Tausch.
Should be
camper
mountain Tausch. Mountain Tausch. That's Mountain Tausch right there.
He's holding his Coors Light. Very stern look on his face. Oh my gosh.
Blue Mountain Tea.
All right. So we're gonna preempt Woe Nelly. And we're going to play trivia next. Jesse, and not only that, but it's double trivia, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really up against it. Tausch, what's your thought on the Badger game on Saturday? That was the only Woe Nelly I wanted to get to, so we got to do that now.
It's going to be fun.
On Wisconsin. All right. Caller 5 and caller 10. Caller 5 and caller 10 to play trivia. Jesse, what's the category?
The Eagles... and Brazil. One set of questions about the Philadelphia Eagles. One set of questions about the country of Brazil.
All right, we'll let caller 5 make the choice. Caller 5 and caller 10. 5 and 10. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Place trivia next. Want to remind you, Fleet Farm, which couldn't be prouder to be bringing us our headlines this season, they also give you the best prices guaranteed. Any day, every day, shop store-wide savings on your everyday essentials. And if you somehow come across a lower price somewhere else, they will match it. So shop the best prices guaranteed today in-store or online at fleetfarm.com. By the way, they have Bubbler cheaper than anybody else I've seen as well. And it's football season. Football season has finally arrived, and Fleet Farm is the place to find your game day essentials. They've got everything from grills and snacks for stadium tailgates to air fryers and slow cookers for your at-home watch parties. Maybe you're doing it with some fellow players, or maybe you'll be alone with Dan Kelly. Either way, no matter where you're tuning in this season, get all your game day essentials at Fleet Farm. Trivia is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time, and maybe that's never. So don't you dare leave me now, throw my heart on the ground. Cause tonight ain't the night for sorrow.
All right, let's get going with trivia so we can get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Let's welcome in our contestants first. Caller 5, Steve in Madison. Steve, good morning. How are you, bud?
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
We're good. Do you want Eagles questions? Since you were the first of the two calls, do you want Eagles questions or Brazil questions?
Eagles.
Okay. So Steve takes the Eagles. That leaves for caller 10 the Brazil questions, and caller 10 is Dan in Brothertown. Dan, good morning. How are the Phoenix?
Phoenix are ready to roll. I'm telling you, they're going to have a really good season.
Well, now that I know exactly who you are and how that whole thing works, I have a much better idea of what's going on. All right, here we go. Again, Dan has the Brazil questions. Steve has the Eagle questions. And question number one, Steve, for you is this. As UW's Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2024 inductee, Tarek Saleh, pointed out yesterday, which of these former Philadelphia Eagles players retired at the end of last season and is no longer with the team? A bold move, some might say, by this player. Was it Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, or Kelce Grammer?
Jason Kelce.
All right, one for one for Steve. All right, question number one in Brazil for you, Dan, is this. Corinthians Stadium, the host venue of tonight's Packers-Eagles game in Sao Paulo, also was a host venue for which of these major worldwide events? Was it the FIFA World Cup 2014? Was it Miss Universe 2019, or was it the World Pickleball Championships of 2023?
FIFA World Cup.
Indeed it was. One for one for you. All right, back to Steve. Question two on the Eagles.
How did Tausch Skate By not doing anything this entire segment?
Well, you don't have it marked for who asks which question, so I just took it upon myself.
I got a game to call tomorrow. I got a sidecast.
He's prepping his sidecast.
I got nothing going on. You're right. All right, question two in the Eagles trivia, Steve, is this. At which of these schools did Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts not play college football? So two of these three schools he did play at, one of them he didn't. Which one did he not? Was it Alabama, Oklahoma, or the University of Southern California?
Southern California.
Two for two. All right, back to you, Dan. Question two on Brazil. Which of these colors is not featured on the Brazilian flag? Not in the Brazilian flag. Is it blue, yellow, or red?
Oh, I'm going to go with blue.
No, the little, what is that? Is that like the earth that's in the,
it's
blue,
I think that's
Jesse?
What it represents. Yeah, it's a little circular blue feature in the middle.
And then I know you've heard
Apparently they like green and gold.
Say they like green and gold there. Yeah, there it is. All right. You'll bounce back on question three, Dan. All right, question three for you, Steve, is this. Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni got his coaching career started as the defensive backs coach at which of these Division III schools, which also happens to be his alma mater? Was it Mary Hardin Baylor, Mount Union, or St. John's, Minnesota?
Got to go with the champs, Mount Union.
Oh, a great rivalry with UW-Whitewater for many years. And you are correct. Steve, 3 for 3. All right, Dan, your last chance here. Question three. The city of Sao Paulo, Brazil, is located right along which of these geographic lines? Oh, my gosh.
Tausch is going to enjoy this one. I can see this coming a mile
away.
Yeah,
I love a good trip. I love longitudinal and all that good stuff.
Is it located on the Tropic of Cancer, the Prime Meridian, or the Tropic of Capricorn?
I'm going to go with Cancer.
Tausch, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll agree.
Well, then you'll be wrong. The Tropic of Capricorn. Holy smokes.
Wasn't that Costanza?
Smokes. Wasn't I think
that
Tropic of Cancer was the book. Yeah, that he leaves.
Probably why I had
can't
that.
Stand ya. Can't stand ya. I couldn't stand those questions. Dan, I'm sorry, buddy. You got the really tough poll. You were the caller 10. That's how it works. So you got one.
To Philadelphia, but
you got one right. You got two entries into the drawing, which were Jesse's writing down chips right now for you. So you got two. Thanks for playing, Dan. We appreciate you. Steve.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Steve, you got all three right, so you have four entries in the cheese fry helmet. I believe. I don't think we got any perfect scores this week at all until just now. So you have the most chips, Steve.
And it was a short week with no show Monday, so great chance to win.
So let's just either way, win or lose, let's keep Steve on the line.
Wow.
And then we can either congratulate him because he won, or, hey, tough break. Even though you had the most chips, you still lost.
Live
reaction. Bring me home a dub.
Live reaction for trivia. I don't think we've ever done this before.
Uncharted territory like movie headlines.
All right. The drawing out of the cheese fry helmet. Steve. You're a winner!
Yeah!
Hey! It's a miracle!
Wow!
What a deal!
94! Right there,
Steve.
Steve, congratulations. Woo! You'll get that prize back sometime in 2026. We appreciate your loyalty to the show, and congratulations. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yee-yee! Love you guys. Go Pack!
I love you guys.
What a fun twist. What a fun little twist. All right, we've got plenty of time left over for Feel Good Friday painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. And quite frankly, we're not used to having this much time. So I am going to ask you one question to get us back to Packers Eagles before we get there. And that is this. What is the one thing that worries you about tonight? Because we talked a lot about our prize picks projections. We talked about how many, you know, the wide receivers and the excitement with the defense and Christian Watson being healthy. They have Josh Jacobs, but their running back situation behind him, knock on wood for Josh's health. But if you're a Packers fan, you're saying thank God for Josh Jacobs because your options behind him are either injured or on the practice squad, basically. The two backups that are on the roster are both questionable for the game, and then they've got three running backs on the practice squad now. Is that the thing that concerns you, or is it something different?
No, for me, the thing that concerns me is, you know, obviously we have big expectations defensively, but I've seen this movie a bunch, and when you want to be aggressive, man-to-man defense and all of the stuff, running quarterbacks can kill you. Jalen Hurts, I just won't forget, and it's not just from my prize picks.
But it helps.
That first quarter that he put up a couple years ago, he is dynamic, he's fresh, You know, he has not taken the beating that he took last year. He is going to be – we saw Lamar Jackson last night. They utilized him in the run game a bunch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is the hardest thing for defensive coordinators to stop. Jalen Hurts is special when it comes to when he gets out of the pocket and can run. That is the thing that concerns me the most tonight, him making big plays and then having Green Bay have to change up what they're doing because his legs are creating a ton of big plays, whether it's with him running or him getting out of the pocket and putting all that pressure on, extending plays. That's the big concern I have tonight.
Their new offensive coordinator is Kellen Moore, who is on his third offensive coordinator job in 3 years, having been Mike McCarthy's coordinator in Dallas in 22, having been the Chargers coordinator last year, and now he is the Eagles offensive coordinator. So it'll be interesting to see what he has planned for Jalen Hurts after that offense tailspun to end last season. They had some real problems in Philadelphia. We'll see what they do with new coordinators on each side of the ball. Jesse, what concerns you the most?
I mean, that Jalen Hurts being a playmaker, but also just the injuries at running back, and if they're relying too much on Josh Jacobs and they can't
overusing
do more,
it
like that. It's not just a concern for
the first game.
Right, I'm not just concerned about that tonight. I'm thinking like, okay, they've lost game one before and had the number one seed in the most important year of having a one seed. They can lose the first game in Brazil and be okay for the rest of the season. But are there things that could happen tonight that could set the tone for what the rest of the season could be? And an overuse of Josh Jacobs, if no other running back has experience or is healthy, is one that I am concerned about, because if you eliminate one aspect of the offense, I think it makes the plethora of the Friends cast of wide receivers a lot less opportunistic.
Very good point. Well, the good news is you can just wait till next year. It could be a lot better and we'll win the Super Bowl. So,
yeah. Well, everybody will be a year more experienced and they'll all still be under contract. There's a couple things. First of all, I'm feeling very good about what Love and those wide receivers can do. The Eagles are banged up in the secondary. They lost Bradbury, who's on injured reserve for a while. They got another guy who's out tonight. It's hard enough if you have all your healthy corners to try and match up with the four wide receivers they can put on the field at any one time. I feel like there's an opportunity there. My concern, and I do like him, and he has made a very good first impression, made a ton of kicks in practice, so they are feeling better about him than they did the day that they claimed him, and Matt LaFleur did not do a great job of hiding his irritation about where they were at the kicking position, is Braden Narveson. Because if this game comes down to a 53-yard field goal to win it, if he misses it, are they going to move on from him? Like, is he not only kicking for the win, but kicking to keep his job? Because I understand, Tausch, that this is a competitive business and you have to produce, but is it really a healthy way to go about your business of having a guy, knowing that the general manager used the phrase short leash, feeling that additional pressure? Because, look, one of the reasons he won me over right away, he dropped a pressure is a privilege, Billie Jean King / Mark Tauscher, quote, while we were talking to him. Which, he's not afraid of it, but I don't know if that's the healthiest place to put a kicker when he's thinking every kick could be his last because of the way you operate at that position. Am I being Pollyanna-ish?
There you go. I don't know if you're being Pollyanna-ish. I mean, it's a great unknown. And there's other unknowns, but this one, because of the circumstances and because we all expect this to be a tight game, you got two teams that are both playoff contenders in your conference. So you would think that you're going to need to make a kick tonight. You know what? Justin Tucker missed a kick last night.
He did.
Guys miss kicks, but at some point you want stability and you want to have that vibe that you know your guy's going to make it when the money's on the table. The only way to do it is go and prove it.
It's true.
Mason Crosby wasn't Mason Crosby till he became Mason Crosby. Ryan Longwell wasn't Ryan Longwell before he became Ryan Longwell. Justin Tucker wasn't Justin Tucker before he made kicks and became Justin Tucker.
We got it.
Narveson right now ain't Narveson till he makes some kicks, and then he can become the Narveson kicker that we all hope. Or he won't be here. That's the business.
And we'll be getting to know someone else.
We'll find out together whether or not that's the way it goes.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, wraps up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the way. Try to live up to the say I am. Is it any wonder?
Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, the inventor of Feel Good Friday, kicks us off. Tausch, what do you got?
Yeah, I have something. A young man that is retiring from the Carbone Cancer Center, Howard Bailey, who has been here at the University of Wisconsin at oncology since 1988.
Young
36
man.
36 years. They had a big retirement party for him last night down in Madison. And I'm telling you, you go to the Andy North event and friends, you go to Guarding Against Cancer, you go to events, he is always there. He is just one of the best human beings you're ever going to find. I know Andy and Sue North think the world of him. Everybody that comes across him, he's just what a wonderful human being. And all of the stuff, the things that he's done for Carbone, it's unbelievable. And he is wrapping up a wonderful career, and I want to make sure we give him a big shout-out because he is one of the best. Howard Bailey.
Congratulations to the 2024 UW Athletic Hall of Fame class. I'm starting to get old now because people that I know well are going into the Hall of Fame, which is usually what happens. So, obviously, Tarek Saleh, Donnell Thompson, who I covered as a high school player at Madison West, Maria Neubauer, Reg, great tennis player at Wisconsin. Happy for her. And then our buddy Adam Burrish as well. So we congratulate all of them on this great honor. Jesse, you can close it out.
Tragically yesterday, Uncle Bill McCollum, legend of Dodge County and WBEV radio, passed away at 82 years old. He was fantastic. Of course, I got my start in Beaver Dam, and I got to work with Uncle Bill for a couple of years. He was the best, and I know everyone in Dodge County is devastated by the news, but it's also a great opportunity to remember his legacy forever. There's some festivities that are planned for next week to celebrate the life that he lived. Great man, great representative of the community, the best of the best when it comes to this industry. Uncle Bill, we're going to miss him.
A life extremely well lived. That does it for us today. Packers, Eagles, tonight. We'll talk about it come Monday. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.